Today's daf is Tainus Daf Ches, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Va'omer Rab Ami Mai Dechsev. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon Ben Feiga, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Reuza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freda, Sora Shainzel bas Yittel, Elio ben Silla, Sora Leah bas Esther Rivka, and Henna Perel bas Yechevet. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Yitzchak HaKoyen. So the sugya has been rain, specifically the Agadita portion of it, and that is what Schus do we need in order for Hashem to give us a shefa of rain, and what avera will trigger Rachmana Litzlan va'otzar es hashamayim v'lo yiyeh matar? So today's daf is going to talk a little bit more about rain. The Gemara is going to do what it always does in Agadat the Sugyas, and that is digress. But the daf begins with a discussion, B'divrei Agada, of a pasuk in Sefer Koheles. It's Perik Yud, pasuk Yud. So this is Shlomo HaMelech talking. The pasuk says, "Imkeya habarzel, if the metal has been dulled, v'hu loy funim kilkel, and it doesn't have the natural glow that you would expect the metal to have, v'chayolim yigaber, if the chayolim, the warriors, the soldiers, will use blades that have that type of metal, yigaber, it's still going to give them gvura, because even though it's not as potent as if they had a metal blade that was very, very sharp and that had that glistening look, but at the same time, it is powerful." And then Shlomo HaMelech concluded the pasuk like he so often did, but the Yisroin Hachshar Chachma, as good as it is to have a sword and to be able to pull out all these different tools, but if you're a Chacham, that's even better. So says the Gemara of Amr Rabami. Rabami said, "My dechsev, what does this pasuk mean? Imkei habarzel v'hulei ponim kilkel." So we just learned the pasuk shan in the pasuk. But Rabami was darshening halachas and roisa rokia shekeir kabarzel. If you see the rokia, you see the heavens, and it's keya kabarzel. It's dull. What does it mean? The heavens are dull. Melahayre talu matar. There's no tal. There's no matar. Suddenly, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. You want to know why it's that way? Bishvil Maisei Hadar Shehein Mikul Kolam. It's because the Maisei Hadar, it's the people in the generation, they're not behaving the way they're supposed to behave. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hu Leiponim Kilkil. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. Mai Takana. Some say, what's the Takana? Meaning, so what do you do now? Yiskabru Berachamim, you should daven. Shenemar, V'chayolim Yigaber, that the chayolim, they should be yigaber, which is referring in Rabami's drasha to tefillah. And then Shlomo HaMelech concluded the Yisrain hachsher chachma. What he meant was kol shekeinim huchshu maseyim meikara. Meaning, what he just said works. If there is no rain and then you daven, the tefillah can bring rain. But it would certainly be a lot better had there never been such averus that caused va'atzar ha'shamayim, so you wouldn't have to come on to tefillah. Now, what does it mean it would have been better? Of course it would have been better. You could have speared all this agony. What it means is that tefillah can bring rain, but as much rain as the tefillah can bring, it still pales, pun intended, in comparison to the rain that would have come had the yidden been doing the right thing likatchila. So the Rabami darshan this pasukim keya habarzel v'hulei banam kilkel, referring to rain, which is why we're discussing it right here in our Gemara. The Gemara now is going to digress, and the Gemara is going to bring different pshatim in this pasuk, really, that have nothing to do with the topic of rain. But just to follow the paper trail, we're going to digress in terms of different drashas related to this pasuk. So the first drasha was rain, hence it's in our sugya. The next is going to be a completely different topic. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said, "Emaritza Talmud shalimudei kasha olav kibarzel." If you have a Talmud, you see someone, he's learning in yeshiva, and it's very difficult for him to learn. His learning is kasha olav kibarzel. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, "Shekasha hu loy meiroiv kushyos," meaning not it's kasha of him to learn because he has timtum alev, not it's kasha of him to learn because he's distracted. it's kashif him to learn simply because he just doesn't understand. He has a lot of kashas. Every time he hears something, he doesn't understand this, he doesn't understand that. So Reish Lakish said, why would that be the case? The reason is because his mishnah is his, he doesn't have his facts right. I mean, if a person is constantly not understanding things, it means he's just lacking a little bit in information. So if he would be a little bit more of a bucky, he would know mishnayas, he would know brises, and everything he knows would be a little bit more masudah, he wouldn't have as many questions. Shenemar, based on this pasuk, v'hu loy panim kilkel. So he darshin the pasuk, him keya habarzel, is referring to this Talmud, and his Torah's kosher kabarzel. It's very difficult for him to learn. The reason is v'hu loy panim kilkel, which means his Torah is not masudah. Maitakante, what's the etza yarbe b'yeshiva? You should go back and learn mishnayis again. Meaning, start from the basics, try to be mesader all the information, and like this, everything is going to be okay. Shenema v'chayolim yegaber v'yisrain hechsher chachma kolshkein mishnasei sedur loy meyikara. The best thing is that when a person learns the katchila before he starts being ma'ayin deeply, he should try to be mesader everything, then get into understanding some of the depths of the Torah. If he does that, everything is going to flow a little bit more smoothly. And the Gemara says, who said this? Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish was a non-Dairish. He was a non-Mekan. Kadri Reish Lakish, having Mesadim, Astis, and Arbam, Zin, Reish Lakish, would prepare his learning 40 times. Keneged Mem Yom Shenit Natayra. Why 40? The 40 days of which the Torah was given. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Makabel, the Luchos. He was in Shemayim for 40 days. Only then would he go learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. And before Reish Lakish would sit down and learn Torah with Rabbi Yochanan, he would be Mesader his Mishnayis 40 times. And what was the idea? So like this, he'd be able to understand his learning. It's interesting because we just spoke out the Gemara earlier in the week, the Gemara Bava Metzia, that says that Rabbi Yochanan, when he would say over Halacha, Reish Lakish would ask him 24 kashas. So you see that Reish Lakish, when he would talk and learning to Rabbi Yochanan, he had a lot of kashas. He had 24 kashas. Wait, what did Reish Lakish say? That if a person's learning, he hears a vart and he has kashas. So what should he do? He should be mesader his mishnayis. And Reish Lakish used to do that. Not only was he mesader his mishnayis, he would prepare, he would make a leaning on the Gemara, proverbially speaking, before shir 40 times. What was the point? It's like this, he wouldn't have so many kashas. So Reish Lakish prepares his learning 40 times. Why? So he shouldn't have so many kashas. He walks into Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says one word, he had 24 kashas. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Adabar Ahava, Mesadim Asnisin Estrim Varbazim. He would prepare his learning 24 times, not 40, 24. And there was a significance to that number as well. Keneged Torah Neviyim Uksuvim, the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, Vayil Kamei D'Rava. Then he would go to his Rebbe. Rabbi Adabar Ahava's Rebbe was Rav. Rava, Amar Rava said a different shot in this pasuk. Again, we're darshaning this pasuk in Kehelas Perak Yudim Keya Habarzel, v'hulay panim kilkel, v'chayolim yigaber, v'yisrein hachsher chachma. First pshat is rain. The second pshat was a Talmud, shekosha olav kabarzel, meaning he has kashas in his learning. Rava said, if you see a Talmud who's finding it hard to learn, the reason is because his Rebbe maybe isn't being kind enough to him. Einoi mazber loipanam. Miloshein hevi mekabalas kol adam besever panam yafay. Shenemar v'hu loipanim kilka. It's because the Rebbe is loipanim. He's not being mazber loipanim enough. That's why kilkel, that's why the Talmud is finding it difficult to learn. Maita kante, what's the etza? Yarba olav reyim. So what does it mean, yarba olav reyim? Rashi. Yarba olav reyim, you should try to get people to speak to the Rebbe. Lefayes heimenu, to try to appease the Rebbe. Sheyizbar leiponim, that he will greet and interact with his Talmidim a little differently, and that will cause the Talmud to be able to shtag. How do you know that? Shenema v'chayolim yegaber. So what does v'chayolim yegaber mean? In the first pshat of the Gemara meant tefillah. In the second pshat it means you have to steig away. No, v'chayol migaber, people should be lobbying the Rebbe to treat this Talmud a little bit differently. V'yisrein hechsher chachma kolshkin hemuchshu ma'isa b'fnei Rabbi Meikara. Had this Talmud been a favorite, more of the Rebbe, Meikara, then obviously all of this could have been avoided. So we have three different pshatim and what this pasuk means. First one is negei rain. The second one is regarding a Talmud that's struggling. Reish Lakish said, if the Talmud's struggling, it's on the Talmud. The Talmud needs to work harder. Chaza 40 times. Prepare and prepare and prepare and then walk into Shir. Rava said, maybe the Rebbe is not being mazber upon him. Either way, very interesting. Zaktigmar. Rav Ami said, Maidach said, what's Pshan in the Pasuk? And this is another Pasuk in Kehelas. This is Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So again, It's always interesting just to follow the digression of the Gemara when you learn Agadata. So we began today's daf with Koheles Perik Yud Pasik Yud. That was something that was Negeya, the sugya of the day, which is rain. Once we mention Koheles Perik Yud Pasik Yud, so now we're going to mention Koheles Perik Yud Pasik Yud Aleph. So the very next pasuk is Em Yishoy Chanochash Beloy Lochash Ve'en Yisroin Labal Halosh. So we'll jump right into the drash. Em Ra'isa Dar Shashamayim Mishadchen Kinechoshes. If you see a dar where the heavens are rusty like copper, Melohirat Halamata, because there's no rain, Bishvaloycha Shelechishos She'en Bedar. It's because there aren't people that are davening. Meaning if there would be Loycha Shelechishos, then we would have no problem. You would have all the rain that you need. So Loycha Shelechishos means tefillah. Why? What does Loycha Shelechishos have to do with tefillah? Rashi, Bishvil She'en Mespalalin Tefillah Belachash. Loycha Shelechishos doesn't inherently mean tefillah. It means to whisper. So what we mean is tefillah belachash. My Nesra is tefillah belachash. The question is why tefillah belachash as opposed to any other tefillah? But it's because there's no loycha shelechishos, that's why there's no rain. Maita kantam, so what should you do? Yeilchu eitzel mishayadei alilchash. Go to someone that knows how to say tefillah belachash. Dechsev yagid olav reyoy, like the pasuk says, yagid olav reyoy. Now that's a whole different pasuk. That's not our pasuk here in Koheles. That's a pasuk in Iyoiv Periklam. But either way, yagid olav reyoy, that teaches us that if you're in such a situation, try to go to a professional. Go to like an expert. What's the end of the pasuk? Someone that knows how to daven, he doesn't daven. What hana does he have? I mean, there are people that know how to daven, but if the person doesn't use that koyach tefillah that he has, what advantage does he have? It's nice to have a talent, but the person has to use it. Now, let's say this person who knows how to be a loichesh, he has the talent. He davened, but his tefillah is not being answered. Ma takante, now what? Yelech etzol chosid shebedar v'yarbal of the tefillah. Then go to the chosid shebedar, and he should daven for you. Shenema v'yitzav olav b'mafkiya, v'ein mafkiya elo tefillah, shenema v'ato al tispal abado amazev, al tisa badam rino, v'tefillah v'al tifkabi. V'im lochash v'olso b'yodoy. Now, let's say someone davened for rain, and the tefillah worked. But after he finishes davening and he realizes that his tefillah was accepted, it leads to gaiva, maybe af la'olam, so that could be very, very bad. That could bring a charoin af to the world. Shenema mikna af al oila. That if someone is oila, someone has gaiva, that's something that can bring a charoin af. Rava Amar Rava said, Shnei Talmid HaChamim, Sheyosh Ben Birach, if two Talmid HaChamim that live in the same city, Ve'inoichin Zal HaZeb HaLacha, and they don't get along in learning, Miskanim Ba'af, that can create a charoin af, U'maylen Oysa Shenema Mikna Af, Al Oyla. Either way, so we see this idea that if it doesn't rain, it has something to do with tefillah. What should you do? Daven. Let's say you daven and it's not working, go to the Loicha Shelechishos. What if their tefillah is not being answered? Go to the chassids. It sounds like there's a whole pecking order of people who have more of a koyach tefillah. But either way, says the Gemara, that tefillah is very much associated with rain. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, that's again, we just mentioned the pasuk of Em Yishoy Chanochash Beloy Lochash Ve'en Yisroin Lebal Aloshin. Now notice, this was the pasuk after the pasuk that we began the daf with. That was the first pasuk. Ravami darshaned the pasuk related to rain, and then the Gemara said, Reish Lakish darshaned it regarding a Talmud, and Rava darshaned it regarding a Talmud. We then went to the next pasuk, which again, Ravami darshaned about rain. Next pasuk, not just the next pasuk in our daf, the next pasuk in Sefer Koheles. It's the very next pasuk, and here too the Gemara is going to bring a drasha that Reish Lakish said. Amar Reish Lakish, my dechsev im yishach hanochash b'loy lachash ve'en yisroi lebal aloshin. Lassad lovoy miskapsu zubayis kol hachayis eis lanochash. Lassad lovoy, the end of days, all the chayis are going to come to the snake. V'oimrim leyin, they're going to tell the snake. Ari doiris v'oichol. The Ari, he kills. The Ari is can be a vicious, nasty animal. But at the same time, when he kills, he has hana. He's doireis v'oichol. Zev, toirei v'oichol. The wolf is the same way. But ata mahana yesh lecha. But what hana do you have? When you kill, but you're not eating, the snake kills by biting. The Ari kills, he has dinner. The Zev kills, so he can eat for a week by destroying his prey. But what does the Nachash have? The Nachash kills,
He's a murderer. He's a reitzeach. But at the same time, mahanoye eshloi amalehem. So laasad lavoi. The nachash is going to respond. The en yisrael the bala loshen. Tell me, what about the bala loshen? What about the bala loshen hara? What anah does he have? Meaning, people do averis, taiva. There's some pleasure involved with doing an avera. But when a person speaks loshen hara, does he have anah? He's not an ari doires. He's not a zev toirev. And he's doing a terrible avera. But at the same time, what really does he have from it? And the Nachash is going to say, no, ve'en yisroin le'bal ha'loshen. So, a few things. First of all, the Gemara is implying that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, there's no real Hana. Number two, there seems to be some connection between what the Nachash does. The Nachash is a memis, and the chet of Lashon Hara. And it's also interesting that this exchange is happening la'asad lavai. So this is a glimpse into the end of days. Right? We always say we know very little about what's going to happen la'asad lavai. Ayin la'iras alikim zulasecha, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Kol anavim lo'y nesnavu elali moysa mashiach. Aval la'asad lavai, no one really knows what's going to happen la'asad lavai. But every now and again, Chazal give us a little bit of insight, and it's pashut that everything that we know about la'asad lavai is extremely significant. And like we spoke out from Rebbe Leo Gutmacher in the beginning of the Masechta, the frat when you're talking about Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Agadata, so you know there's a lot of soidos that are hidden. But it's probably not a coincidence that la'asad lavai, the Nachash is having an exchange with all the animals, and somehow the Nachash pulls out the Lashon Hara card, and somehow he invokes the Chet of Lashon Hara. It sounds like this has something to do with the end of days. But just one Ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, we spoke this out once, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chof Gimel Amir Aleph, the Gemara says, Kol Talmud Chacham, She'enoi Noikim V'Noiter K'Nachash, Einoi Talmud Chacham. This is not an easy Gemara to understand. A Talmud Chacham has to be Noikim V'Noiter. Right? Ordinarily, Loi Sikaim, Loisitar, these are lavin in the Torah, these are midas toivois, these are things that are derech eretz kodma l'Torah. The Talmud Chacham has to be noikim v'noiter. Kol Talmud Chacham she'enei noikim v'noiter k'nachash, enei Talmud Chacham. We just learned a similar Gemara in Daf Dalet. The Gemara said that kol Talmud Chacham she'enei kosha k'barzel, enei Talmud Chacham she'nema eretz asher avoneo barzel, atikra avoneo eloboineo. But the Talmud Chacham has to be noikim v'noiter. And really, all the Achroinim, and even the Rishonim, and Yuma Chaf Gimel, and the different places, much of the Rambam talks about this. What does it mean that Talmud Chacham has to be Noikim V'Noiter? You would think that Talmud Chacham should be held to a higher standard, not to a lesser standard. So every person, Loi Sikaim, Loi Sitar, Talmud Chacham, take revenge, but don't just take revenge. Do it like a Nachash. Do it like a snake. So I once saw a pshat, I think in the Ben Yehoyada, who says that the Gemara says that Ari Doiris V'Oichol, Zev Toirif V'Oichol, but the Nachash has no hana when he does this thing. A Talmud Chacham sometimes has to be noikin v'noiter. That's part and parcel of what the leaders and the Talmid Chachamim sometimes have to do. You have to stand up for Kavod HaTorah. It's something that comes with the achrayas of leadership. But at the same time, it has to be k'nachash. And just like the Nachash has no hana when he does this thing, a Talmud Chacham could be noikin v'noiter abe k'nachash. And just like the Nachash is mahanah yeshloi, has to be done in a way where there's no personal benefit. But to the extent that there's any personal hanah that he's having from it, so already in that case, it's not going to be okay. Amar Rav Ami, more Torah from Rav Ami. Ain't filas shaladam nishmas elam ke mesim nafshay bekapi. In order for a person's tefillah to be answered, he has to be mesim nafshay bekapi. He has to put his nefesh, his lave, into his hands. So what does that mean? So when a person davens, so the tzura of tefillah, it's clear from different places, is that people, they used to take their hands and they would lift it up, right? Nisa kapayim, literally. What does that mean? Nisa kapayim, to lift your hands. So when a person lifts his hands, his nefesh, his lev, should be inside his hands as well. Meaning, you should not only lift your hands, but you should lift your lev. You should lift your nefesh. So your hands are in shamayim, your lev should be there as well, on a little bit of a deeper level. The lave should go in tandem. It should be in sync with the hand motions, right? A person could have the fanciest hand motions in the world, but his lave is not there. Nisa levaveinu el kapayim. That's what the Navi is saying. That take your lave and put it together with your hand motions. It should be in sync. That really what you're expressing from a chitzonius should be a reflection of where you are in your panemius. And Rav Ami said that this is the secret to tefillah. Ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas elo imkein mesim nafshay bekapay. This is not suggested, Rav Ami said this is the only way tefillah works. Shenema nisa levaveinu el kapayin. Faithing more is that true? Eini. Va'ikim Shmuel Amayra aleha. Shmuel once appointed an Amayra, a Nuchzugger, v'darash, and he gave a drasha based on the following pasuk. A pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Vayifatuhu b'fiyem, u'bilshoynam yichazvuloi, v'libay loy nachayn imay, v'loy nemnu b'vrisay. So the pasuk is describing people that are davening, but at the same time, Vayifatuhu b'fiyem. It's like Esav, kitzayet bepfiv, u'bilshoynam yichazvuloi. They were lying with their tongue. V'libay loy nachayn libay. Then Lev wasn't nachin. For they nemnu bevrisai, they weren't really thinking the right thoughts. For afal pikin, what's the next pasuk? So that first, the previous two pasukim are not so familiar. But the next pasuk we all know. For who rachum yechaper avin v'lo yashches v'hir b'lahashin v'apoy v'lo yair kol chamasai. What was the point? Shmu is giving a drasha. He said that if a person davens, even if his lev is not there, even if he's but Hashem is going to answer your tefillah. So what's going on over here? Rav Ami said, "Ain't tefillah seishal adam nishmas." Elam came in and said, "Nafshe bekapli." Shmuel said just the opposite. He darshin psukim that the psukim amash, but v'hurachum is even if you're not davening with the in the right way. So the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. The Gemara says, "Like Kasha, you have to say there's no stira. Kam biyachid, kam betzibor. There's a difference between a tefillah biyachidus and a tefillah betzibor. Tefillah biyachidus." Ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas ella imkein meisim nafshei bekapoy. Tefillah betzibur zok Rashi tefillasam nishmas va'afal pi she'ein lev kulav shalem. Even if the person's lev is not 100% where it needs to be, but at the same time, tefillah betzibur has a special koyach. We'll get back to this in the raid. Amar Rav Ami ink shamim yordan ella b'shvil balei amana. Rav Ami says that when it rains, it means that people are being honest. Incidentally, this Rav Ami is l'shitasoi, which was the last Gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf, and Daf Zayin Amud Beis, when all the Amayram were describing what would cause there not to be rain. Amar Rav Ami, Inak Shomim Netzarin, Elo Ba'avoin Gezel. Hashem withholds rain. Va'atzar as Hashemayim is because of Gezel. So this is the inverse. Amar Rav Ami, Ein Geshomim Yarden, Elo B'shvil Ba'alei Amana. If it's not raining, it's because of Gzela. Oh, so if it is raining, it's Bishvil Balei Amona. Incidentally, we posted to yesterday's daf a related raid bite. It's from Rav Reuven Margolis. And the name of the raid bite is Gezel Va'arayis Nafshon Shal Odom Mechamdosan Misavosan. So this was posted to Daf Zayin, not to Daf Ches, but it's Rav Reuven Margolis goes through different Maramakoimois in Chazal, Medrashim, and Gemaras with Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who come together throughout Shas. They're Bali Plukta, like Abaye V'Ravan, like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they seem to have this thread that goes through a lot of their machloikas, in where Rav Ami held Gzela is more chomer than Arayas, and Rav Asi held Arayas is more chomer than Gzela. So Gezel v'Arayas, they very much come together. But which is worse? Is Gzela worse, or is Arayas worse? There's many Rav Amis that seem to say Gzela is worse, and there's many Rav Asis that seem to say Arayas is worse. One of the marmakoimists that Rav Reuven Margolis brings is this Gemara of Zayin Amad Beis. Am Rav Ami, Einak Shomim Netzaren, Ela Bavon Gezel. This is a Rav Ami L'shitase, where Rav Ami made everything about Gezel. But here too, this is the same Rav Ami. Ein Gishomim Yarden Elo Bishvil Balei Amona. Zok to Gemara, what's his makar to this? Shenema, the pasuk says, Ermes me Eretz Titzmach. Emes is going to sprout from the ground. Vitzedek Mishamayim Nishkaf. By the way, the Kotzke Rebbe used to say, Emes me Eretz Titzmach, aber deval liktes noch in der Erd. But eventually, Emes me Eretz Titzmach, at some point it's going to come out. Rav Ami said, Boy Rei Kamen Gedolim Balei Amona. He's take a look at how great the Balei Amona are. Minayin, how do you know that? Michulda ubar. You learn it from a weasel and a pit. Mahamam michulda ubar. Kach. And madach, if someone puts his faith in a chulda and a bar, this is the way it is. Hamayim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu lachas kama v'kama. If somebody puts his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you imagine what it would be like? So what's this weasel and what's this pit? So Rashi brings an abbreviated version of the story. We'll just read Rashi inside. Michulda ubar, shehi misu shnei bnei adam. The chulda and bar, Rachmana l'tzlan, they killed two people. The chulda killed one person, and the bar killed another person. Matzehu ba'agada. So this story is born in Agada, and Agai Sabach says that if you look in the Aruch brings the longer version of it. But this is the short version. Ma'isav ha'bacher, there was a story with a bacher. Shenasan emunasa l'riva achashi sena. So he met this girl, and he promised this girl that he was going to marry her one day. Amra, so she told the boy, mi me'ed. There's no edim. Not Edi Kedushin, but we need Edim that are saying Or that see and are witnessing the fact that you just said that you're going to marry me one day. So v'hayisham bar echa, there was a pit. V'chulda, and there was a weasel. Amar abacher. So the bacher said, bar v'chulda edem edavar. Let the pit and the chulda, let them be edem. L'yamim avar ala munasai. Days passed, and this bacher didn't keep his promise. The girl was waiting, because she knew she had a promise from this bacher who was going to show up one day, and he was going to marry her. But he forgot about it. V'nasa acheres. And he ended up marrying somebody else. V'hayilit shnei banim. And he had two children. Echad, says Rashi, nafal lebar umes. One of these children fell into a pit and died. The echad nashcha soichulda v'mes. And one of them was bitten by a weasel and died. Amr layishtai. So this man's wife told him, ma maisa hu zeh, shebonenu mesim b'misa mishona. What happened? Like, what would have caused this? Two such bizarre stories. V'am Allah. So he realized what happened. He said, kach v'kach haya ha-maisa. It's because really I had promised some other girl that I was going to marry her. And there were two Edim, the bar and the chulda. And the Edim were, they said, you told me, you told us that we're supposed to make sure that this happens. We're going to be the Edim. And the Edim are making sure. They're reminding you of what you need to do. So the Gemara fears eyes and says, "Umaha maimin bechulda ubar kach." Madach of someone who points edim, and the edim are chulda ubar. That's who they are. Hamaimin b'kadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. If somebody does something and it's done with the trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, alachas kama v'kama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neman lifraya. Either way, I'm Rabbi Yoichan, kolamatzik, ask me lamata. If somebody is very righteous on this world, matztikin all of a sudden mil milo. So counterintuitively, he's judged more harshly in Shemayim. This is the idea of tzaddik and medaktik and gechut asayra. This is the idea of the olam ha-machshava, all about machshava to create the world by midas adin, Rabbi Akiva, kachal lefana b'machshava. So this is really that inyan in a different nosach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, anyone that's matztik, it's atzmei melmata, anyone that's super righteous on this world, so he's judged al pi midas adin. Shenema emes mei eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Rabbi Chiyah Rabban Omer Rav Huna mehoch. He learned it from a different pasuk. Uchiyiroscha efrosecha. Uchiyiroscha. The more yira that a person has, efrosecha, the more he's going to have to feel the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishalka Shama Mehacha, he learned it from a different pasuk. It says, Pagato esos, v'oisei tzedek bidrachecha yiskerucha, hein atokot safto v'anechata behem, oilom v'nivosheya. So the pasuk seems to be, on the one hand, talking about kotzafto, but at the same time, it's talking about oisei tzedek bidrachecha. So we're talking about a tzaddik and we're talking about wrath. The Teretz is because the tzaddik is judged al pi midas adin. And even though, of course, we said it's counterintuitive, but what's the reason behind it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that when the tzaddik's neshama goes up to the next world, any little shemetz of tumah, of chet, that this person may have done during his lifetime should be completely cleansed. Like this, he can go right into Olam Haba. So it's not like the person's being punished. This is not just happening for no reason. But at the same time, there is a concept of someone that is matztik es atzme milmato, matztikin all of us adin milmailo. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ha-samech b'yisurim. On that note, any person that's samech b'yisurim, shaban olav, maybe Yeshua l'oilam, or brings Yeshua to the world, shenemar, bohem oilam v'niva sheya. So it's in that pasuk that talks about this idea of matztikin all of us adin milmailo, and it says, oilam v'niva sheya, he brings Yeshua to the world. Om Rabbi Shlok, shemayi d'chsev v'atzer es ha-shamayim. Shal shamayim netzarim elohoyrid talum otar. When the shamayim is v'atzer es ha-shamayim, there's no rain. Doim le'isha, so the shamayim is compared to a woman, shemechabeles, she's in labor, ve'in yeledes, but she's not giving birth. Meaning, it's painful. It's chevelei leida. And this is matim with something else Reish Lakish said. The name of Bakapar, Nemar Atzira B'Gshamim. It says the word Atzira B'Gshamim. V'Nemar Atzira B'Isha. You find the word Atzira by a woman. Nemar Atzira B'Isha. Shenema ki Atzar, Atzar Hashem ba'at kol rechem. V'Nemar Atzira B'Gshamim. D'chsev Arsat Seshamayim. Nemar Leida B'Isha. You find the word leida in context of a woman. V'Nemar Leida B'Gshamim. Nemar Leida B'Isha. D'chsev Atar V'Atei Leid Bein. V'Nemar Leida B'Gshamim. D'chsev V'Hoy Lida V'Hitzmicha. Nemar Pekida B'Isha. V'Nemar Pekida B'Gshamim. You find the word Pekida by a woman giving birth. You find the word Pekida by rain. Nemar Pekida B'Isha. D'chsev Hashem Pakad Esara. V'Nemar Pekida B'Gshamim. D'chsev Pakadeta Ha'aretz. V'Teshoyke Keha. Rabas Tashrena. Pelegelikim Molei Mayim. My Pelagilakim Mali Mayim. What does Pelagilakim Mali Mayim mean? Tana, it's a bright king. Kuba Yeshbrakia. Pella is like a pool. There's a kuba, there's a big chamber in Shamayim, Shamimenek Shamim Yardim, that's where the rain comes from. But either way, this line of Reish Lakish, Beshoshak Shamim Netzarim, Belahirin Matar, Doimeli Isha, Shamichabelis, Veini Eledes, this is my attempt to something Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said there's a lot of metaphor that's used to describe rain, that's the same lashonos that I use to describe a woman in labor, or a woman that's giving birth, or a woman that is not giving birth, but it's the same sprach.
because on some level there's a connection. And this idea is a little bit matim with the Gemara and Davav, where the Gemara says that when it rains, it's gechoson hayoytze likraskala. The Gemara said mitra baila da'ara. Rain is the husband of the ground. So you see that when the rain touches the ground, it's an inyan of zivug. When the shamayim makes it rain, it's an inyan of leida. So this idea of ish v'isha, zivug, leida, v'hoi leida v'hitzmicha, seems to be a recurring theme in some of this divrei agada as it relates to rain. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Iyuv perek lamed zayin, im l'shevet, im la'artzoi, im l'chesed yam tziyeo. So we're going to darshan this about rain. Im l'shevet, if it's l'shevet, meaning if the rain is coming l'klala, it's coming like a whip, like a stick. Bahara moving voice, it's going to rain on the mountains. I mean, you're not going to have anything from it. Im l'chesed yam tziyeo. If it's l'chesed, then it's la'artzoi. Then it's la'artzoi. It's going to come on the aretz. Besadis uvachramim, meaning on the sadis and the kramim. Another pshat, im l'shevet. If it's l'shevet l'ilonis, it's going to be on the trees. Im la'artzoi l'zram, it's going to help the seeds grow. Im l'chesed yam tziyeyo, baris shichin amaris, then it's going to be the baris shichin amaris. Like this is going to fill up all the wells. There's going to be water. The point is sometimes it can rain and there's no benefit from it, and sometimes it can rain and it can be very beneficial. Tzok to Gemara. Bimei Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. The times of Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni have a kafno musna. So there was a hunger. And there was also a dever. There was also some pandemic where people were dying. So there were two things that were happening simultaneously. Number one, people were literally starving. There was a terrible depression. And at the same time, there was a musna. Amri, Sadoilim got together and they said, Hechi Navid, we have to daven. So what should we daven for? So what was the obvious? I don't know, daven for both. Right, we should have kavana when we talk about, when we daven for chayim, and we shouldn't have kavana when we talk about parnasa. There was no parnasa, and people were dying. But they said, Loyavshi, you can't. Because you can't daven for two things. Elo, so they said, okay, so if you can daven for one thing, liboy rachmiya musna. So let's daven for musna. Let's daven for the dever to go away. People should stop dying. The kafta nizba, and we'll figure out a way to be soivel the fact that there's no food, there's no parnasa. Amaluhu Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni. So this happened in the times of Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni. So he's the Mara da Asra where this is going down. So Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni told the Olam, he says, I hear your cheshmen, but it's just the opposite. Niboy rachmiya kafmi. You're right, can't daven for two things. You can only daven for one. But you know which one? Not the musna, even though it's for sure the kum labor the rabbi. Right, that's the one that's more severe. But daven for the hunger, the chiyav rachmana soiva, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa lechayihu deyav, he gives it to people that are alive. Dechsiv poiseach as yodecha umasbia lechol chay ratzon. So if Hashem is going to answer our tefillos for parnasa, he's going to be maspia, memela we're going to be chai. Memela, because paisech es yodecho, umaspia lechol chai rosa. So the Gemara says, one thing was clear, that you can't daven for two things. I mean, non limits lina tal. How do you know you can't daven for two things? Chsiv, it's a pasuk. V'natzuma v'navaksha meleikenu al zois. We'll daven for this. It sounds like there was something else they could have davened for, but they said they're not going to. The Marova Amri Mishmeid Rab Chagi Mehocha. They learned it from a different pasuk, a pasuk in Daniel. V'rachamin lemivei min kodam ela shmaya al rosa dina. Sounds like al rosa dino. We're going to daven for this. It sounds like there would have been something else. But this is an interesting idea that the Gemara says you can't daven for two things. You can only daven for one thing. So what's the kasha? The kasha is we daven shemayin esrei. We throughout our tefillas, you start atochoinin ladam das, and then you're davening hashivenu for tshuva, slach lanu, rei navon yenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziar tzaris, bring refuas and yeshuas, baruch aleinu, which is parnasa. So we daven for a whole bunch of different things. Here you have a Gemara that says that you can't daven for two things. So the truth is, ayin be meforshei ha-shulchan aruch, this is something that's discussed in great detail by the achroinim and by the poiskim. But just one nice smara makim, and that is the chsam soifer, in chsam soifer ala teira and parshas kisavis. It's the last chsam soifer ala teira and parshas kisavis. It's actually in the haftira of parshas kisavis. So it's on the pasuk that David HaMelech said, acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, Oysa avakish. So the chsam soifer teich is beautiful. He says, the Gemara says in Tainis Tavches that you're not let a daven for two things. He says, if you open up Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech is constantly davening for different things. Every kapitel Tehillim, so the kavana is something else. It's a whole different inyan. So David HaMelech is constantly davening for different things. How is he allowed to do that? There's an inyan, now let it daven for two things. So said the Chassam Sofer, David HaMelech in this tefillah was coming to answer this question. So he turns to the Eibishter and he says, I know I wrote Sefer Tehillim. And every kapitel Tehillim has different kavanas because I'm davening for different things. But really you should know, all my tefillahs are one thing.
Oysa avakesh. Oysa, it's one thing. What's the one thing? Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemechaye. Lachzis b'noyim Hashem ulevake b'chol. He says, really, all I want is shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemechaye. But if I don't have chochma bina v'das, how am I going to be lachzis b'noyim Hashem ulevake b'chol? If you don't accept my tshuva, how am I going to be able to sit and learn Torah? If you don't make my tzoros go away, how am I going to have the yeshiva das to be able to learn? If I'm nishkezint, how am I going to go to Beis Medrash? If I don't have parnasa, how am I going to have the yeshiva das? So said the Chassam Sofer, the whole Sefer Tehillim, what was David HaMelech? What did he want? He wanted to just have some great life. David HaMelech wants shifti beveis Hashem kol yemechaye lachzis b'noyim Hashem ulevake becholoy. So that's what David HaMelech said, that even though the Gemara says in Tainus Tavchesam beveis, you can't daven for more than one thing, and I keep on davening for different things, you should know achashalti beveis Hashem. All my tefillas are really one thing. So the Chassam Sofer said that if a person's kavona and his tefillas are achas, it's one thing that you can have for everything. Because then it's really one tefillah. Like David HaMelech said, it's achas sha'alti b'veis Hashem. Oysa avakesh, v'divrei pi chochem chen. That's the Hilgi Chassam Sof. It's the last piece in Chassam Sof ala Torah in Parshas Ki Sava. Zog de Gemar. B'mei Rab Zera, God's example. Times of Rab Zera, there was a Gzera. There was a Gzera's Hashmad. V'gaz at loyla meitzah v'taniso. And the Gzera was that you can't sit, you're not allowed to fast. They made a Gzera you can't fast. Imagine. They didn't fagin the yidden to even fast. Amud Rab Zera, so Rab Zera told them, the kabli ilavon. Let's be makabel tainus. Let's be makabel tainus today. Ulechi batal gzeira leisvei. And then when they mevatal the gzeira, we'll make it up. Meaning we can't fast now because it's too dangerous. We have to eat. We have no choice. But at the same time, let's be makabel the tainus. Amud lemi nolacha. That's an interesting concept. Be makabel the tainus. Meaning it sounds like there's some merit simply to be makabel the tainus. What's this inyan? Amud lemi told him the pasuk says vayomer elai atir Daniel kmin ayomer rishen asher nasatas libcha lahavin ulasanis of nealikach nishmu v'dorecha. Hashem tells Daniel, from the day that you took upon yourself to even think about fasting, nishmu v'dorecha, you already answered. So simply being makabel tainus, making a strong festa Kabbalah, that has value in and of itself. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, afilu shanu kishnei Eliyahu, even if the years are like Eliyahu, meaning there's no rain. V'yardu k'sham in ba'arvei Shabbosis, and it rains on Erev Shabbos, in Eliyahu simen klo, it's a bad thing. V'haynu dama Rabbi Bar Shela, that's what Rabbi Bar Shela meant when he said, kosher yoyim de mitra, ki yoyim de dina, that yoyim de mitra is so bad, it's like a yoyim hadin. Meaning, really, rain is a very inconvenient thing, like the Gemara is about to say. But we need rain. You can't live without rain. Right? You can't live with it. You can't live without it. You need the rain. But if it rains on Erev Shabbos, then it's not good. So why is it so not good if it rains on Erev Shabbos? Because on Erev Shabbos, you're not preparing for Shabbos. And because we're preparing for Shabbos, it actually gets in the way when it rains. If it's nice weather outside on an Erev Shabbos, it's much easier to prepare for Shabbos. What came to mind, this is obvious, is a Gemara in Erevin Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, Ein Eliyahu Ba. Gemara actually begins a line earlier. Kfar muftach lehem li Yisrael. The Yidden were promised, she'ein Eliyahu ba, lo'i ba'arvi Shabbos leis, v'lo'i ba'arvi yomim toivim. Hashem promised the Yidden that you have nothing to worry about. Eliyahu HaNavi will not show up on an Erev Shabbos or on an Erev Yontif. Mipnei HaTayrech. Why? Because Yidden are busy preparing Shabbos. Eliyahu HaNavi shows up, it's all of a sudden, everything's going to be thrown for a loop. So you see, Eliyahu HaNavi, right? We're learning all these Gemaras about Godol Yoyim Akshamim. It's Kiyoyim Shenivru B'Shamayim V'Aretz. It's like Tchias HaMesim. It's like Kiyoyim Shenitna B'Tayra. So you would think you're going to put that on hold because it's Erev Shabbos? Yeah. Eliyahu HaNavi's not even going to come on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Even the mashal of what we compare rain to won't take place on an Erev Shabbos. But either way, Zok de Gemara, Abyssal Vaitav, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh Bitz, Amr HaMeimer, Eloi de Tzarech de Briyasa. We're not to the fact that we need rain. Bina Rachmi, we would daven umavat linenle. Imagine, we would daven that it shouldn't rain. But what are you supposed to do? We need it. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh B'Shabbos, when the sun shines on Shabbat, stok al aniyim. It's stok for the aniyim. Shenemar, v'zorch alachem yirei shmi, Shemesh stok umar. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, God yoyim akshom. Yoyim akshom em esog avaldik, shafil uprutish abekismas barechas boy. Meaning, you would think, when it rains, so what is rain good for? So if you have a field, you're a farmer, yeah, it's great, it rains, all of a sudden your crops start to grow. But let's say someone is in some white-collar geschäft. What does rain have to do with his business? L'chur, you wouldn't think it would help him. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's addressing. He says, all these Gemaras we're talking about, Yom HaGshamim, it's not just, oh, because now the corn is going to grow. So if you're in the agricultural industry, oh, a rainy season means that it's a booming economy. No. Gadol Yom HaGshamim, Shafilu Prutah Shebekis. You have money in a bank account. Misparechas boy. It's going to be gebenched. Shenem alosis metar artzacha be'itoy ulevarech es kol masa yodech. Om Rabbi Yitzchak. Ina bracha metzuya ala b'davar samim min ha'ayin. Bracha is only matzui on something that's samim min ha'ayin. Something that you don't see. Shenem yitzav Hashem itchas ha'bracha ba'asamecha. The bracha is going to be ba'asamecha. When the tefuah is in the chambers, you don't see it. That's when the bracha comes. Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Ina bracha metzuya ala b'davar she'in ha'ayin shalad. Bracha only comes on something that the eye doesn't see. Shenem yitzav Hashem itchas ha'bracha ba'asamecha. Tanu rabbanan. Nichnas adon hatzgar. Someone that enters his goyren, his granary, to measure all his tefuah. Now, sometimes you have to measure your tefuah. Trumas, maisers, right? These are things you have to do. Oymer, he should say, Yiratz mufanach Hashem alikeinu. She tishlach bracha b'maisei yodeinu. You should daven for a bracha. Hischa lamad. Says the Brice. Let's say the person started measuring already. Oymer, he should say, Baruch hasheleach bracha b'kri hazeh. Different nosach. Modad v'achakach birech. Let's say, it wasn't just hischa lamad. But he was modad, done. He measured already. And then he makes the bracha. Harezu tefila shav. It's a wasted bracha. It's a tefila shav. Lefi she'ein ha-bracha mitzuya. Loi bedavar ha-shakol. V'loi bedavar ha-modud. V'loi bedavar ha-manui. Elo bedavar ha-samim min ha-ayin. There's no bracha on something that's weighed, on something that's measured, something that's counted. Elo bedavar ha-samim min ha-ayin. Still is a bracha. And that's this concept, a yitzaltnish, and all the other expressions that survived from before the war. But this was always a messiah of a yid. It's altnisht, and this is where it comes from. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein abracha mitzuyo elo bedaver asamim min ayin." So two ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. The first ha'aris is going back to the very, very beginning of the daf. So the daf began with divrei agada related to a pasuk in Koheles, perik yud pasuk yud, imkeya habarzel v'hulay banim kilkel. The first drasha that the Gemara brought was Rav Ami, which related to rain. The second drasha was Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said it's referring to a Talmud. You see a Talmud who's finding it difficult to learn. It's so difficult, it's kabarzel. Literally, miroiv kushyus. Every time he learns, there's things he doesn't understand. The reason is, bishvil mishnasay she'en astur olav. It's because he doesn't have the facts right. Meaning, he knows how to learn, he has the skills. He knows how to ask a kasha, say a teret, say a vart. But he just doesn't have enough information. He's just lacking in terms of the amount of material that he knows. Maita kante, what should he do? Yarbibi yeshiva, he should go back. He should learn more information. And like this, he'll be able to do what he needs to do. And the Gemara says that Reish Lakish in this inyan was a doyresh numakayim. Ki hadar Reish Lakish, have a mesadim asnis and arbam zimnin. Reish Lakish would learn 40 times v'ayilakamid Rabbi Yochanan before he entered Rabbi Yochanan, before he started learning Torah by Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish was a big proponent of learning and really knowing the material cold before you start being ma'ayin and before you start going into the depths of the Yam HaTalmud. In other words, it sounds like Reish Lakish is a big proponent almost of Bikias. Right? He's telling you have to have a lot of information. Mishnasi Sturalov. It's posh, it sounds like what he's saying. It's a little ironic. The reason is because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Dalet Amar Aleph, Amar Ula, Haroyes Reish Lakish Bebes Medrash. If anyone had the schus to see Reish Lakish in action, the see Reish Lakish and Beis Medrash, said Ula, I'm going to describe it. It was Ki'ilu Oikar Harim. Think of someone that's literally taking mountains, he's ripping them out of the ground, and then he's grinding them one against the other. Now, what exactly this means, I don't know. But we know that the Nusach of Oikar Harim was something that Chazal used to describe the Lamdan. Reish Lakish isn't just an Oikar Harim. He's Oikar Harim, v'toychanon zebezeh. He's what we call a super lamdan. That's who Reish Lakish was. So Reish Lakish, who tells you in Tainus Daf Ches Amud Aleph, im ro'isa talmud shalimudei kasha olav kebarzel, bishvil mishnasay she'en astur aloy. And Reish Lakish, who's not only making sure he has information, but 40 times he goes through it before he entered Rabbi Yochanan and before he started being mefalfel. But who's Reish Lakish at his essence? Who is he at his core? Reish Lakish is the Oikar Harim. He's not the Sinai, he's not the Baki. Reish Lakish is the Oikar Harim, Reish Lakish is the Lamdan. And you see from here that there's an Indian that even the Lamdan, Mishnasay Sidur Aleph. The truth is, there's a Gemara
in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there discusses the great Tanna Reb Meir. And the Gemara has a stira. There's one Gemara that's Mashma Reb Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. There's another Gemara that's Mashma that Reb Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, which one was it? Did Reb Meir learn by Rabbi Yishmael? Did he learn by Rabbi Akiva? Not just that, from one Gemara it's Mashma, he learned first by Rabbi Yishmael, then by Rabbi Akiva. There's another Gemara that's Mashma that he learned first by Rabbi Akiva, then by Rabbi. So it's a little bit confusing. So the Gemara comes out and the Gemara says that really, first, Rabbi Meir learned by Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva was very, very charef, Rashi says. He was a major lamdan, and the shiurim of Rabbi Akiva were on a very high level. Rabbi Meir couldn't understand the shiur. Also, the kamid Rabbi Shmuel. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel. V'gamar Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel's shiur was very different from Rabbi Akiva's shiur. Rabbi Shmuel's shiur wasn't as lamdish. Rabbi Shmuel's shiur was more bekiyus. They went faster. Gemara. He learned a lot of the Messiah. He learned a lot of the facts. Oh, after he already had the information, it was Mishnasoy Sedura Olav. Had also the Kamad Rabbi Akiva. He went back to Rabbi Akiva, Vesavar Svara, and then he learned Svara. So Rabbi Meir was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. He learned Rabbi Akiva before he learned Rabbi Shmuel. He learned Rabbi Shmuel before he learned Rabbi Akiva. It's all true. Because first he learned Rabbi Akiva, just couldn't understand it. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel. Then he got information, he went back to Rabbi Akiva. It's the same exact theme that Rabbi Meir can't understand the shir of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he's lacking what Rish Lakish is preaching in Tainas Daf Ches. It was Mishnasai, Limude was Kasha Olav Kebarzo, Mishvil Mishnasai She'ena Sedura Olav. Right? It's an obvious sushta. So, Rabbi Meir, real story, goes to Rabbi Yishmael, he's Mesader as Mishnayas, and then he goes back. He goes back to learn Torah again by Rabbi Akiva. But you see this idea of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir also was someone that was Gemara Gomer. Before he learned, he was a Gemara Gomer. So what do we know about Rabbi Meir? That very next Gemara, same Amit, Sanhedrin, Chavtal, Amid Alf, Amir Ravin, Kolaroya Rabbi Meir beBeis Medrash. Anyone that sees Rabbi Meir in Beis Medrash, Ki'ilu Oiker Hore Harim, B'Toychen An Zabazai. I mean, you think it was something to see Rish Lakish? He was an Oiker Harim. Yeah, it's Chashet. But to be an Oiker Hore Harim, I don't even know what that is. Super duper Lamdin? Chashet. But the point is, he's not just an Oiker Harim, B'Toychen An Zabazai. He's an Oiker Hore Harim, B'Toychen An Zabazai. So this is Rish Lakish and Rabbi Meir, the two Oiker Harims in Shas. Ein Sanhedrin Chavtal and Amid Aleph. Rish Lakish is an Oiker Harim, B'Toychen An Zabazai. Rabbi Meir is an Oiker Hore Harim, B'Toychen An Zabazai. But at the same time, Mishnasai Hoysis Durala. But it's interesting. So the Gemara says Rish Lakish was a Derish HaMekayim. What did Rish Lakish do? So he would chazer 40 times, and then afterwards he would go learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan. Truth is, there's a lot of precedent in Shas for this concept to learn something 40 times, to go through something 40 times. As if 40 times is on some level, it's a school of physical karma. We'll just mention a few Gemaras. One Gemara is in Ksubis, Daf Chof Beis Amar Aleph. It's a festa sugya, the sugya of Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter. So the Gemara says that there was an exchange. Boy Mene Shmu Meirab. Usually, Rav and Shmuel are just arguing with each other. But here it's Boyimene Shmuel Mirab. Amrit Me'ani, V'chaz Ramatayr Animao. What's the din? Amra Lei. So he told him, Rav told Shmuel, Af Bezu, Im Nasna Maslid Vareo Nemenes. So the Gemara says, when Shmuel heard what Rav told him, Tonimine Arbam Zimnin. He chazed it over 40 times. 40 times he chazed it. So you see this concept of chazering something 40 times. Also, a Gemara Ksubis, Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Ashkeche Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Le Rabavo. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef once met Rabavo. He met him somewhere in the street. This is an Usha. Amalei, he told him, Ma'amar the Shmait of the Usha. Who's the Mar the Shmait of a certain halacha in Usha? Nechzem Alug, also a very lomda shesugya. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. He said, you want to know who the tan of that halacha is? It's Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Tana Minei, the Gemara says, Rabbi Vo heard that. He chazed it arbon zimnim 40 times. V'dami lei commanded manchale bekiste. And it was so clear to him as if he had put it in his wallet. And he was safe. It was protected. That's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Psochim Daf Ayim Beis Amid Aleph. Also, Ashkeche Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef Le Rabavo, Da Havi Koyin Bo Ochlusa De Inchi. Amalei, Masnis and Mai, so he asked him a kasha, also a very lomda shesugya, completely different halacha. Amalei, so he told him, Reisha Bo Oikir V'Seifa V'Toya, Tonim Inei Arba and Zimnin. He chazed it 40 times, the Domile commanded Mancha Bekise, and it was so clear to him as if it was Bekise, as if it was sitting in his wallet. One more Gemara. Megillah Dav Zayin Amid Beis. Rav Ashi have a Yosef Kamed Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was once sitting with Kahana. It was Purim. Nog Avalei Yosef Rabbanon. And they're waiting to have a Purim Suda, and the Rabbanon weren't showing up. Amalei, my time, Yosef Rabbanon. Where is everybody? Dilma Trida Besuda's Purim.
Maybe that Torah besudas amale. So he said, why were they busy with sudas purim? If they have efshel lemechle beurta, shouldn't they have eaten the suda the night before? Amale l'shmir l'cholamar. Hoda my rov sudas purim shachal b'leil yotzi dechay vasei. No, even if you ate the purim suda night, you have to eat the purim suda again during the day. Amale, amar rov hachi. Really, rov said, yeah, he said it. Tani b'nei arban zimni. He has it 40 times. V'damali command the monarch b'kisei, and it was so clear to him, command the monarch b'kisei. So we have a whole bunch of gemaras where the gemara says that if somebody chazes something 40 times, it's command the monarch. Now the truth is, this was a related rate by on Davov's Daf, where we spoke a little bit about different numbers that you find that are a school of Fizkaran. You have the Gemara with Rapray, the Gemara in Erevin, where Rapray, the Torah's Talmud, 400 times. You find the concept of 90 times. Right, where do you find 90? Because if someone has a suffix, if he said Mashav Ruach Merid Ageshem, so 30 days pass, and you didn't, and then, at that point, Misafik, we assume you said Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. The Rishonim say, why 30 days? Because in 30 days, you'll say Mashav Ruach 90 times. Is that true? But you'll say Mashav Ruach 90 times, so that if you would say Mashav Ruach 90 times in a row, then if you have a Safik, if you said it, you're good to go. So 90 times is that's a number, that's a school, is a current. We're familiar with the number 101, right? 101 is also a number. So this is a different number, 40. And this is a number that appears throughout Shas, that Tanu Minei Arban Zimni, Yechazah something 40 times, and that's somehow a skula, it's a skula for Zakarin. But I'll tell you something beautiful. The Maram Shif on the Gemara, Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Nun Amanav, it's one of the Gemaras that we just quoted. Tanu Minei Arban Zimnin, V'dami Le Kemand Manach B'Kisei Dami. It was clear to him, literally, like it was sitting in his wallet. He says, that's a funny lashon. V'dami Le Kemand Manach B'Kisei, it's as if it was in his, literally, where you keep your money. Why would it have been there? First of all, what does that expression even mean? And besides, maybe it would have been more appropriate. It's the Domele Kamanda Manach Bekufsa. What is Manach Bekise? Why is it Bekis? So he said, we know the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Elu Metzias. Elu Metzias Shaloi, the Elu Chayev Lahachris. And one of the things that our Metzias Shaloi is Matzah Ma'is Mefuzarais. If somebody finds Ma'is Mefuzarais, you're allowed to keep it. Why are you allowed to keep it? Because we assume that when the owner finds out that his money was lost, he's going to be miyash. Because if somebody walks by, he sees a dollar bill, he's going to take it. So as a result, the bailam is probably miyash. But the Gemara says, how you let it keep it? Maybe the owner doesn't really know. And if he doesn't know, he wasn't miyash yet. So the Gemara says, this is a raya that what? The yish shaloi midas have a yish. Talk about left field. But this is a raya that yish shaloi midas have a yish. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Maybe lo'olam yish shaloi midas lo have a yish. But when a person loses his money, he knows right away, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, Adam asui lemashmesh bechisei v'chol shavasha. Because the derech of a person is, he's always checking, he wants to make sure he has his keys, he has his phone, he has his wallet, right? That's just the way we are. So Adam asui lemashmesh bechisei v'chol shavasha. So the Maram Shif said, Tani minei arbon zimna. But he didn't just put it away, long-term storage, done, I don't have to think about it again. No, it's v'dami le'kamanda manach bechisei dami. Now he has it? There's no question. A Adam that's the mashal of why it was v'dami le command the monach b'kise. That's what the Maram Shiv says in Masechtes Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But that's the first Torah. The second Torah is moving along in today's Daf. So the Gemara mentioned that Rav Ami said, "Ain't tefilasei shel adam nishmas, ele im kein meisim nafshei bekapit." Only time a person's tefila is answered is if he's meisim nafshei bekapit, meaning his kavana is in sync with his hand motions. So you're lifting your hands to Shemayim, the hearts, and the kavana is there. So, I mean, you have to have kavana during the Ami. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Shmuel said that the pasuk says, "Vayifa tuhu befiem ubel shoynim yichazvu loy v'libam loy nochay nimoy v'loy nemno b'rizav avol pigim v'urach yichab ramen v'leyashchus v'belachav apet v'leyar kol chamasai." So you see that no, Hashem answers tefilos even if you don't have the right kavana. The Gemara said, "Like kasha, can be yochid, can be tzibur. A yochid has to have kavana, but a tzibur, because of the koyach tzibur, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is never moyes betfilosan shal tzibur. So therefore, even b'loy kavana, that tefila can be a potent tefila." The Kashuk of a Goyen, Rabbi Yitzvi Fromer, Hashem Yimkum Damoy, the Blina Rosh Hashiva, after Meir Shapiro passed away, in Shailas Hachuvas Eretz Tzvi, this is Chelik base, it's Simen base. So he has a tshuva that discusses eating before davening. So this is an interesting topic, but it discusses eating before davening. Now, so what's the short answer? Are you allowed to eat before davening?
So the very short answer is, it's often a Gemara. This Gemara, Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Yura Mebeis. Om Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina, Bishnum Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Maidich Siv Loi Soichlu Al Adam, Loi Soichlu Koidem Shetispalu Lo Al Dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven for your dam. Before you daven, you're not allowed to eat. Another Gemara in Brachas. Yud Dalet, Omer Aleph. Omer Rab Idi Bar Rabban, Omer Rab Yitzchak Bar Ashion. Also Loi Adam Lassis Chafotz of Kodem Shetispalu. You're not allowed to take care of business before you daven. So really, based on that, you should not be able to eat before you daven. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Stating that, the poskim discuss what would be if a person needs to eat in order for him to be able to daven with a minyan. Meaning, he could daven b'yechidus, no problem. Doesn't have to eat. But if he's going to go daven b'tzibur, maybe he's going to have to walk far, maybe it's a long drive. So in order for him to daven b'tzibur, he's going to have to eat. What should he do? So the Be'er Heitev in Hilchas Tefillah Simen Peites, it's an Oysir Aleph, says, don't daven b'tzibur, stay home, daven b'yechidus. You're not allowed to eat before davening. So I needed to go daven b'tzibur. It doesn't matter. It's not okay. It's not something you're allowed to do. So the Kajal of a Goyim was asked, he said that the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Pei Tesef Katan Dalid, that let's say somebody, I'll read it, Hatsomei V'Harov, someone that's thirsty and hungry, Harehim Bechlal HaChoylam, he's like a choyla, Im Yesh Ba Yecholas L'Chavin Daita Yisbal, which means that if he can have kavana during davening, without eating daven, Vim Laven, if not, Im Rotza Al Yisbal Atche Yoichel V'Yishtin, you're allowed to eat and drink before you daven. So it's an often halacha in Shulchan Aruch, if a person can have kavana during davening without eating, eat. That's why you could drink coffee, right? So if a person can have kavana without davening, so without eating, so then it's okay to eat. So the Shoyal asked the Kozhuk Lava Goyin a very geshmaka kasha. His kasha was that the Gemara in Mesechtes Tainas Tavches equates tefillah b'yechidus b'kavana to tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, Hashem answers, even shaloi b'kavana. If a person wants a tefillah b'yechidus to be answered, then you have to have kavana. So you see that a tefillah b'yechidus b'kavana is the equivalent, sort of, to tefillah b'tzibur shaloi b'kavana. So they seem to be on the same level. So this was the kasha. If you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana during davening, you should be allowed to eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Because tefillah b'tzibur is like tefillah b'kavana. If you want your tefillah to be answered, what are you supposed to do? What did Rav Ami tell you? He said, have kavana, nisa levaveinu, el kapayim, make sure you wave this together with your hands. It should also be in Shemayim. Right, that's the way to have your tefillah answered. Or there's a plan B, like the Gemara said, kam b'yochid kam b'tzibur, go daven with a minyan. So you see, davening with a minyan is the equivalent of tefillah b'kavana. So no, if you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana, afan aloch and shulchan aruch, why can't I eat to daven b'tzibur? This is the question that the Kozhuk Lava Goyin was asked. And the Kozhuk Lava Goyin said that the chilik is pashut. He said the Gemara Mesechtes Tainis is discussing what are the chances your tefillah will be answered. Skulas ha-tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur has a tremendous skula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moyes in the tefillah b'tzibur, and as a result, you daven with a minyan, you have a special koyach, special chance that your tefillah will be answered. It's the equivalent of davening b'yechidas b'kavon. But said the Kozhuk Lava Goyin, in terms of the heftz of the tefillah, you want to know in terms of the actual tefillah, he said a tefillah b'kavana is very different than a tefillah shaloi b'kavana b'tzibur. He says kavana isn't just a maila in tefillah. Kavana is ikur tzuras ha-mitzvah the tefillah. Not a maila. Oh, I could daven, but I could daven also with kavana. It's a big maila. I'll daven with kavana. No. That's not a maila. That is what tefillah is. We learned the Gemara in Tainus. What's avodah shebelev? Avodah shebelev is tefillah. The ikur tzura of tefillah is kavana. So said the Kozhuk Lava Goyin, of course, as it relates to tefillah being answered, that's this Gemara on Daf Ches and Mesechtes Tainus. Tefillah b'yechidus b'kavana is the equivalent of tefillah b'tzibur, even shalei b'kavana. But in terms of the actual tefillah, you can't compare the two. A tefillah b'kavana is a tefillah b'shleimus. That is what tefillah is, tefillah b'kavana. Tefillah b'tzibur, that's a very nice smile. It's a very nice smile, and it helps in terms of your tefillah being answered. But as far as ikur tzuras ha-tefillah, what is tefillah? But tefillah has nothing to do with ikur tzuras ha-tefillah. Ikur tzuras ha-tefillah is tefillah, which is tefillah b'kavana. So said the Kozhuk Lava Goyin, that's pshat in these halachas, that if a person needs to eat to have kavana, that means you need to eat. You can't daven without eating. So you can't daven without eating. So what are you going to do? You're going to eat. You need to eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is a maila. Who said you're allowed to eat in order to have that maila of tefillah b'tzibur? And the Kozhuk Lava Goyin said it's even more than that. Because really, not eating before davening is also a maila. So my chaz is the maila of tefillah b'tzibur,
over the maila of not eating before davening. So he said the Shulchan Aruch that says that you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana. That's because ikur tsuras hamitzvah de tefila hiya kavana. When the poskim say that you're not allowed to eat before davening, in order for you to be able to go daven betzibur, that's a whole different thing. That's because davening betzibur, even though it's a tremendous maila, but all it is a maila. And because all it is a maila, so therefore this is something that's not going to help. Rav David Mandelbaum, he wrote the Hagoyis to the Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Rav David Mandelbaum Shlita, so he brings on the bottom that the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, his daughter, so she once asked her father, she said that she was waking up very, very early in the morning to daven because she knew that she's not allowed to eat before davening. And as a result, so she woke up very, very early to daven. It's like this, she'll be able to eat, you know, when it's time to eat. So the Tzemach Tzedek told his daughter, Medaf Essen Tzelib Davenin, or Benit Davenin Tzelib Essen. That's what he told her. She says, what you're doing is you're davening, so you should be able to eat. It's just the opposite. Medaf essen tzalib davenin. Nish nabenin tzalib essen. But this is the tshuva from the Kajal Glover Goy. But just to end with one dvar agada as it relates to this, and that is, you know, we mentioned in the past that the Chasam Sofer, it really comes from the Hafla. The Hafla said, Chasidim Arishoinim, HaYishoyin Sha Achas Koidim Atfilo. The Chasidim Arishoinim, they were Shaya, they used to be Misboinen, Behisboided the Sha Achas Koidim Atfilo. So for an hour before davening, they were... So the Chasam Sofer said, what did they do during that hour? They were Shoyin Sha Achas Koidim Atfilo. What did they do during that hour? So Chasam Sofer said, they davened. That's what they did. They davened. They were showing Sha'achas Koidim Atfilo. What were they doing during that Sha'achas? They were davening. Said they were davening. What were they davening for? Said they were davening that they should be able to daven, which is what we do before Shemayin Esri. We say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yaget Tilasecha. Nafla said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'aschanun al Hashem Be'isahi Leimar. Va'aschanun al Hashem, I daven Leimar, so that I should be able to daven. Va'aschanun al Hashem Be'isahi Leimar. So this is in that piece. It's the first Panim Yafis and Parashas Va'aschanun. So the Panim Yafis starts talking a little bit about Kavana during Tefillah. And he says, the Pasuk says, Va'yomer Hashem, this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Va'yomer Hashem, Yan ki nigash ha'omazeh befiv, u'besfosov kibduni, V'libay richak mimeni v'ati yirasam oisei mitzvahs anoshem ilumada. Yan ki nigash ha'amazeh. The amazeh, they're approaching me. Befiv, with their mouth. U'besfasav kibduni, with their lips. Aba v'libay richak mimen. They have no kavana. V'ati yirasam oisei mitzvahs anoshem ilumada. Then the Pasuk says, L'chein hinini yosef lahafli as amazeh hafli v'fela. V'av the chachmas chachamav. Uvinas navayin of testata. Some of the scary psukim in Sefer Yeshayah. But the Pasuk begins, it's describing tefillah betzibur. Yan ki nigash ha'amazeh befiv u'besvasov kibduni v'libay richak mimen. That the people were davening, but they were davening shalei b'kavana. So the Afla said a davar nifla. The Pasuk describes tefillah shalei b'kavana as ubesvasov kibduni. So he said, what's the pshat? He said, pshat is Chazal say, kolo oise tefilosei keva, ain't tefilosei tachanunim. Don't make your tefillah keva. My keva, the Gemara says, shadoima olav kamasa. A person should make sure that his tefillah is not doima olav kamasa. It doesn't feel like some heavy weight that he's carrying. So said the Hafla, what's the oimik advarim? He says, because the Zohar says, the Svar Makdoshim say, that tefillah b'loi kavana is keguf b'loi neshama. Meaning, tefillah are the words that come out of a person's mouth. But what gives the word tchias? What's the neshama? The neshama of the words is the kavana. Tefillah b'loi kavana is keguf b'loi neshama. A guf b'loi neshama is nabuch. That's a mace. So the tefillah, in order for it to be alive, in order for it to have chayim, what it needs is it needs to have kavana. So he says, we daven, we're on this world, and we're davening. And what do we want? We want our tefillahs to go up to Shamayim. But how the tefillah is going to get up to Shamayim? What's carrying the tefillah up to Shamayim? It needs life in order for it to carry. You know why? Because if we have to push it up to Shamayim, it's going to be very, very hard. Says the Hafla. And if it has life, then it's going to be able to carry itself. So what's
gives it life. What gives it life is kavana. So said that floor, that's what Chazal meant. Koloiset filosai keva ain't filosai tachanunim. My keva shedoy ma'olav kemasa. That if your tefillah is doy ma'olav kemasa, if that's what your tefillah is, it's like some heavy burden. It's like some heavy load. So then what's going to happen is, how are you going to carry it up to Shemayim? If you have kavana, sechay noises atzmoy. But oiset filosai keva means he didn't have kavana. If he didn't have kavana, it's doy ma'olav kemasa, and that's why the tefillah is not carrying up to Shemayim. So he said that's what the pasuk means. Vayomer Hashem yan. They came to me with their mouths. Ubisvasov kibduni miloshin kaved. It was very heavy. It was very heavy. You know why? Because v'liv b'alirichak mimani. Because they had no kavana. So if a person davens and he has no kavana, the tefillah is heavy. You know what happens if the tefillah is heavy? There's no way for that tefillah to go up to Shemayim. There's no way for that field to come. So Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ki elikim b'shamayim va'ata l'oret al ken yud v'recha ma'atim." What do you mean to say? Kahelus parakeh. Today's daf was a lot of kahelas. He said, "Kieli kim b'shamayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's b'shamayim, v'ata l'oretz." You're on the ground and you're davening. So you want your tefillah to get up to Shemayim. How's your tefillah going to get up to Shemayim? Al ken yud v'recha ma'atim. So what you should do is make sure v'recha should be ma'atim. What should be a lot? Your kavana should be a lot. If you can have kavana, so then it's going to be chay nois esatzmai. That gives the tefillah chiyus. If the tefillah is going to have chiyus, chay is going to be nois esatzmai. Like this, it's going to be able to come up to Shemayim. What came to mind, maybe al derech shrush, as we know this, the Mechaber says that if somebody talks during davening, so it's gadol avoinim min esoy. It's a very interesting lashon. Gadol avoinim min esoy. V'kama kumasin nishtabru. What does it mean? Gadol avoinim min esoy. Maybe this is the point. Gadol avoinim min esoy is that the avera is such, when a person talks during davening, this is the way we spoke about it in Mesachtes Yuma, Rabbi Yitzchok Perlstein, that whole rate, that whole shmuz, that when a person talks during davening, so what it does is it's mekalkel his koyach hatfilo. That's gadol min esoy, because how's the tefillah is too heavy? It's the avera is too heavy. But al derech chush, now the tefillah is too heavy. And if the tefillah is too heavy, you lose your koyach hatfilo. And if you lose your koyach hatfilo, so what's going to happen? How are you going to get this? How are you going to get your tefillah to go up to Shemayim? So just to end with a vart that I heard from Rabbi Yosef Ernster Shlita, the Rav and Alexander Stiebel, he said something beautiful. We spoke about this the entire Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So just to go back one more time, and that is, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin Umarin Kshem Yoishven, V'Toikin Umarin Kshem Oimdim. Why do we blow shofar when we're sitting, then we blow shofar again when we're standing? It's Kedei La'arviv HaSatan. It's to be Ma'arviv the Satan. It's all about being Ma'arviv the Satan. We blow shofar Kshem Yoishven, blow shofar Kshem Oimdim, La'arviv HaSatan. We spoke at so many different pshatim. When we learn Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, what exactly does this mean? So I heard from a Ernster. So he said, Hafla v'fela. He says it's the Yom Adin. And the Yom Adin, the Satan is being Mekatrig. And he's coming to the Eibishter. And he's telling the Eibishter. And he's saying, this is the Yom Adin. No, there's no way. How could the Jews have a good year? Think about all that virus. And he starts laying it out. He's the prosecutor. And he's pushing, laying out everything that the Yidden did bad. So Eibishter turns to the Satan. And he tells the Satan, I understand. But the davening, the saying of Inu Malkeinu, it's look at the tefillahs. Look at what's going on over here. The Nasana Toikif, the Pchias, Kikvus Titzach and Bismadrish. Says, I understand. So the Sultan turns to the Eibishta, and the Sultan tells the Eibishta, he says, Tfila? What are you, seriously? Tfila? Look at the way they daven the whole year. Meret and Mitten davening. Look at what goes on. And when a person talks during davening, he loses his Kayach Tfila. He doesn't have that same Kayach anymore. So the Eibishta says, what do you mean? Look at Bismadrish. Nobody's talking. Now, why is nobody talking? Because we're blowing shofar. And because we're blowing shofar during Shemayna Esrei, you're not allowed to talk. Because if you're going to talk, it's going to be a hefsek in the bracha. So he said, oh, that's pshat in the Gemara. Lo, matoikin k'shem yoishvin, v'toikin k'shem oim. Then really, once we blow the tkiyas right before Shemayna Esrei, it's done, it's over. At that point, you're ready with yoitzim. You got your 30 tkiyas, everything's finished. You have no problem anymore. But why would Chazal koveya that we should be toikin k'shem oim? Why are we blowing shofar during Shemayna Esrei? It's k'day la'arviv v'sasatan. So when the Satan comes and he tainis, then how could the Yidden have tefillah? Look at the way they daven. They were just, what do you mean? Take a look. This is the one Shemayna Esrei of the year, the two Shemayna Esrei, and nobody says one word during Chazaras Hashatz. He says, I don't know who's talking. Everybody's saying, nu, right? No one's saying a word. Ah, it's Kedei Larvis HaSatan. This throws the Satan off. Because the Satan's Kayach is Tfilah. And that's why it's God the Lavoinim in the side, because that's his Kayach. So by us blowing Shofar during the Tkiyas, during the Amida, during the Chazaras Hashatz, that's Ma'arviv the Satan.